Good evening. Welcome to another installment of Big Gay Date. My name is Carl Skeens.
My name is Dave Mosley.
And tonight we're watching a 1996 classic Christmas film, Jingle All the Way, starring Sinbad, Jake Lloyd,
Arnold Schwarzenegger. Arnold. Gets like prime billing, but you skip over him and go straight to Sinbad. That's fine.
Hell yeah. He's the funniest one in the movie.
If you say so, I do not remember much about this movie at all.
Yeah, I don't either.
I don't think I've seen it since the theater, actually. I must have seen it on TV at some point. I don't think I've sat down and watched it all the way through. It's one of those films that's going to appear on TV 5 times during the December.
Yeah.
And you'll catch it halfway through, you know.
Yeah.
It's never good enough to sit down and fully watch.
Oh.
you never finish watching it.
Yeah, it's not good enough to stop, like, flipping through the channel.
No.
You just see it and you're like, oh, I know that movie.
Yeah.
Next channel.
Which is a shame, because if you skip in halfway through, you miss this Power Rangers homage with what looks to be a pink saber-toothed tiger wearing a thong. Did you see that?
Yeah.
A little golden bikini. He's got the Rocky Horror Picture Show pants on.
That is the worst.
What, the pants or the movie?
The movie.
It's, yeah.
Don't get me wrong. There was a time where I was like part of a shadow cast, and I'm totally on board. But it is...
Were you really?
If we're being honest, it is a bad movie.
Yeah, subjectively, it's a bad film.
Compared to other things that you would classify as films?
Yeah. Yes. Compared to this?
Yeah.
this Christmas classic, as you put it.
Yeah. That was me being generous.
It's a Christmas film.
Yeah, yeah.
There is footage, there are actors, there's a set.
Yeah. But I mean, film feels like a word for like real...
Something important or grand or...
Film feels artistic, I guess.
And this is...
A movie.
This is a movie.
Yeah.
This is a popcorn movie. God, this is...
Tiny little Jake Lloyd. Is this the reason they cast him?
Wax, he looks... Oh, as
Is this
as
the
Anakin,
movie that got him cast as Anakin?
I don't know when he got cast. This was 96. Phantom Menace was 99. I don't know...
How long it took
long
to do
he
all
got the...
the
call or anything, yeah.
Yeah.
Because I don't think he did... I don't think he did much else before this. And then after this, he didn't do much except steal cars.
Yeah, and go to jail and look shady.
Yeah.
His mugshot is shady as fuck.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta smile, bro.
The story of him, like, I remember reading about him in 2000 after the movie came out. And he got the shitty end of the stick, to be fair. It wasn't his... he didn't write the movie. Some of those fucking lines, wizards, whatever, were not... They are not... No one can make that shit sound good, you know?
Yeah.
And plus, you know, you spend the whole fucking movie walking around with Ewan McGregor and Liam Neeson.
Like real actors.
Yeah, he was really out of his element there.
Yeah. Yeah, that's really
like
sad,
putting,
though.
It's like putting you next to David Copperfield or something.
Yeah. David Copperfield's a fucking... If he had kids, every other magician in the world would be shit because they grew up watching the best and the best.
Yeah, absolutely. Trying to find Jake Lloyd's IMDb, and you know what? I'm having trouble. That says a lot.
Yeah, bro. Does he even have a...
It's like, do you mean the Jake Lloyd that was a key grip on the third Beethoven movie? here he is. God, yeah. He did not age well. But yeah, he did this movie. I don't think he did. And then let's find out. He may have gone straight to Anakin Skywalker after that. But he didn't do much afterwards, is the thing. He was in Unhook the Stars, which I don't really recognize anybody from. Jingle All the Way was his second movie. ER, a couple episodes. TV movies. The Pretender. Bless you. And then The Phantom Menace. And then the rest of his stuff is all voiceover work as Anakin Skywalker, essentially. Madison, though, was his next movie role. And I remember reading about him being an absolute shit on that movie. Like, because when you're on Star Wars, You're on all the fucking posters. Like, your teaser poster for your movie is you.
Yeah.
With the shadow of Darth Vader behind you. You think you're the shit. And, you know, you're just a kid. It goes to your head. He made
and it
some
only
fucking...
worked because he was one of a grandiose ensemble movie.
Yeah. It was not his film at all. He was just along for the ride. He spends the movie kind of bumbling from scene to scene where the real actors do the stuff. So then he goes, and I don't know, I think he was the lead or something. He's an important part, but he treated it like he was the fucking king, apparently, making all these demands on set. So everyone was like, fuck working with this kid again.
Yeah.
And then he got no other work for the next 15 years. And of course, when you're a child actor and you kind of experience those highs, dizzying highs of Star Wars, and then those crushing lows, it's not going to work out well for you. It's not a good environment. So yeah, the next thing I heard about him was when he stole that car, went for a joyride or something, led to a police chase. Which always brought up the image of him in the pod race in episode one. Just like,
I wonder if while he was like running from the cops, I wonder if he said like lines from the movie.
Oh yeah, you totally fucking would, right? Because that's all, like, you know, that's all he's got.
Absolutely, yeah.
Just like, now this is pod racing.
Yeah, he says he hates it, but he probably hates it because every day that's all he thinks about. He's like, what happened?
In his fucking house that movie paid for.
Yeah. You
know? Unless his parents fucking stifed him, I don't know. It's weird. You can see kid actors that have their shit under control, like the Harry Potter kids, you know?
Yeah.
Or the Stranger Things kids right now. We just saw them at the Spooky Empire convention, and they... pretty down-to-earth kids.
I feel like the Potter kids worked out so well because they basically grew up around like a stable of really good actors that also tend to shy away from drama. All the main kids, McGonagall, Snape, I mean, shit, you never hear anything about what's his face, Hans Gruber.
Alan Rickman.
Alan Rickman, yeah. Okay, before Alan Rickman died, did he ever show up in the news doing something embarrassing that celebrities do?
Yeah,
never fucked a kid, never got wasted and fucked up a hotel room and like it showed up on the news. Like, none of those actors did. And like all the Potter kids grew up around actors that knew how to behave. So like, I'd like to think that rubbed off on them.
That is true, yeah. And I guess growing up as a Hollywood kid in the UK is probably different than a Hollywood kid in America, like how you get treated and the just the environment you grow up in, like doing the press tours and everything. Like in the UK, I mean, they were pretty, you know, they still went kind of all out, but it was probably a lot more restrained. Like, I would not be surprised if he was going and hanging out with like booze and strippers and shit at like 12, you know?
Yeah.
Those kind of parties. So yeah, aside from Jake Lloyd being in this movie, Sinbad being in this movie, I don't remember when he turns up. It's when they were first in line, right? Waiting outside the department store.
Yeah, because it's like the chicken fights on Family Guy. Like, yes. There's a catalyst situation that just goes bad, and then it gets worse.
Right. Obviously, Arnold Schwarzenegger plays the dad, and Phil Hartman is his neighbor, who's in a surprising amount. I think he gets like third billing.
Man,
because does he care about the figure?
I would like to think no.
I don't think he is. Actually, you know who else I remember is in this movie? I believe Harry Shearer. Let me check that. Make sure I'm thinking of the right movie. Oh wait, no. Actually, maybe I'm thinking of Wayne's World. There is a scene where they go to a radio station here, right?
You were talking to the wrong guy.
Think there is in this. I think there's like a radio station's giving away in a Turbo Man or something, and it's, I think it's one of those, like, you know, we're giving away a Toyota situations, and they give away a toy Yoda.
Oh my god!
I think it's kind of like that. It's one of those switch and bait things. But Harry Shearer is in Wayne's World. Harry Shearer being the voice of like Mr. Burns and all those characters.
I remember going to a carnival when I was a kid, and there was a sideshow outfit set up, and they were selling, like, these super cheap tickets to go see a man-eating chicken in the tent, and you just assume it's going to be, like, a T-Rex chicken that's, like, eating people, and no, you go in there, and it really is just this slightly overweight dude sitting there and eating... a bucket of chicken.
<That's>
And like you leave, and like you're kind of pissed, but you're also laughing at, because like when you walk in the door, there's no big fanfare. They don't like open a curtain. Right. Like you get in the tent and round the corner, and then like all of a sudden you feel dumb. But like by the time you leave, you really like start to think it's funny, because like you're passing by the tent and that dude is still out there selling tickets to this amazing man eating chicken, and he's got a line.
And you're just laughing at everyone in line. And you're just like, you guys, you don't know what you're for.
I blew my money, so everybody else is going to do it too.
God, that's good. Man, there's a lot of Marvel shit in his place, which is cool, because like the suit of Turbo Man is meant to invoke Iron Man, you know. And this is 12 years before Downey takes the suit.
Yeah. Which was so good, man. I get, like, the Marvel Universe, like, now. That's fine. Like, it's big and grandiose, and they put out a bunch of funny movies that are basically the same main character over and over and over. Like, the smartass that's, like, overly incredulous at, like, everything.
Sure.
And, like, they're always, like, fucking 1 foot away from breaking the fourth wall, it feels like, at least once in every movie. But Iron Man was amazing. When I saw that in the theaters, and it was like the only Marvel movie I cared to go to other than Doctor Strange recently.
I'd say the Iron Man movies are the only ones I've not seen in the theater.
It got a standing O at the end of the movie. Yeah.
I mean, was it? Did somebody just knock on the door? I don't know. Let me find out.
Thought I heard somebody knock on the door. It's crazy. But yeah, it got a fucking standing O at the end. Up until very recently, the only other time that I have seen a movie get a standing O was in the first Star Trek, when I saw that in the movie theater. And Captain Kirk's dad's flying the ship, and the wife is giving birth to the baby, and they name him Tiberius. Nah, that's terrible, you know, and like that moment. And then and he just dies, you know, and you're in it, and you're feeling it, you know, and then it cuts to the title card.
I liked that introduction a lot.
It got a standing, when Star Trek showed up on screen, it got a standing O, and the movie hadn't even started proper yet.
Yeah.
So good, man.
Yeah, I'm still getting Christmas presents delivered. That's what that was. Because like it's now 9 o'clock in the evening and they are still out delivering. That's pretty cool.
Hey, at least he knocked. He didn't do a FedEx and then just sneak up to your door and put a note that says that you weren't here.
And these are big fucking boxes.
Like, yeah. Because FedEx doesn't even fucking try, man. They lie and then they don't deliver.
That box is a little too big. I don't know if that's gonna I don't know if that's gonna work for when I don't know. We shall see.
Atlanta.
Oh, you can't bullshit Atlanta.
There was totally a bomb in Atlanta.
When?
At the Olympics. Wasn't there a bomb at the Olympics in Atlanta?
Was that?
In the fucking 90s? Where the security guard that ended up saving people ended up being treated like he was a suspect and got like crucified in the media even after. Oh, man.
What brought that? I missed that, I guess.
He's wearing an Atlanta 1996 shirt.
Right.
Oh, and my phone just died. Yeah, I swear that there was a bombing in Atlanta. Security guard ended up getting treated like shit, and he had nothing to do with it. Sure. But I don't know if it was the Olympics in 96. Might have been.
God, this character has... Like, were you ever this obsessed about anything as a kid where you had all the clothes... Watched the TV show, ate the cereal. Like,
absolutely not.
There's nothing really.
We were too poor for that.
Yeah, there's nothing even like that, though, I don't think. I mean, I never ate Star Wars cereal or anything.
I didn't either. I didn't even know they had Star Wars cereal.
I don't think
cereal.
There was Star Wars cereal.
That sounds awesome. Get on that fucking Disney.
Oh, no, there are now, I think. Like Chewy Poopos or something. Whatever, right?
Saw a really dope
God,
hoodie.
This dad is absolute shit.
Oh, yeah, he's a terrible father.
I was going to say, like, how can you forget something? Oh, but he's forgotten every single year, so I guess that makes sense that he wouldn't remember what's going on this year either.
Yeah, he's the quintessential mid-90s, early 90s, late 80s businessman who doesn't give two shits about his family and only cares about his job. You know, we saw it in Scrooge, we saw it in Hook.
Yeah.
That's just, like, a thing, you know?
Classic trope.
Yeah, it's the same as like how everything in the 80s, there was always like a divorcee or like a dead parent.
Uh-huh.
Some, because like the previous like two decades, it was the perfect nuclear family on TV with like Leave It to Beaver and shit. And mm-hmm. But in real life, you connect to shit that you can relate to. And in real life at that point in time, divorce rates were fucking skyrocketing. And so... And that it may or may not be why those shows got popular, but as the divorce rates were fucking skyrocketing, shows like Full House showed up, you know?
Right.
Like, there's a whole... And it's not just that. I've been drinking a lot, so I don't remember, like, the... But there's, like, a bunch of shows in the 80s where it's, like, a single parent where other parent is divorced. Mm-hmm. Both parents are in the show that they were, and they're divorced, or, like, one person's dead. And so it's one... And so it's showing, like, the not-perfect little nuclear family. You're seeing, like, one parent raising a bunch of kids, and you see, it'll be all right. Mm-hmm. You know? So, like... That was a trope that people could relate to, and it showed up for like a decade and a half.
Right.
You know, like this overly fucking busy business dude was all throughout the 90s.
And this is the time of the year where you learn that family is more important and shit like that.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I would say even in Home Alone, it's almost...
He cares
because of their job, but they had the same problem.
He cares more about, like, you know, all the whole thing of taking everybody to Paris and making a big show and everything is more important than he forgets to bring one of the fucking kids.
Yeah, and if you were a family man, you wouldn't have forgot the one kid.
If you've got a family of... I think we worked out there were six in that family, right?
Yeah.
You're at the airport for a while. You would notice at one point that one of your four children is not there.
Like, yeah.
If you cared about your kids, you'd notice one of their faces was not there or different.
But I mean, I guess that's the monkey sphere thing. Have you heard about the monkey sphere? Like a thing, everyone has causes on the internet, right?
Uh-huh.
But then you forget about it a week later. The only things that you truly care about are things that like affect you within your actual monkey sphere. Now the monkey sphere, the reason they use that word is it
a Harambe thing?
No, if you have a pet monkey,
uh-huh.
right? Let's say you have one pet monkey and it's the cutest thing. You dress it up in identical clothes to you and it dies. You're fucking heartbroken, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Say you have two monkeys and one of them dies.
Yeah.
You're still pretty heartbroken.
Right.
So you have three monkeys. One of them dies. You still have two monkeys.
Right.
Okay. You're pretty heartbroken, but you're not as heartbroken.
Okay.
So let's say you got 100 monkeys.
Right.
One of them dies. Do you really give a shit?
Man.
Yeah, it also explains why you have so many friends on the internet, but in real life, there's only a core group of people that you actually... Those people are in your monkey sphere, and those friends, when they're going through like shit, you actually care. When you say, what's going on? You really do want to know. On Facebook, when you say, what's up? You don't really want to know that, like, they had to take their car to the garage and they got into a fight with their mom. Like, you don't need all that shit.
Because
you don't care.
Yeah.
Monkey sphere.
Well, happy holidays to you, Carl.
It is kind of depressing.
Yeah. Man, that's a good point, though. So, Sinbad is a... stand-up comedian?
Yeah.
He's not like a sports guy, right?
No, he was a stand-up, ended up hosting a show at one point. He was really famous for like a little bit there.
Yeah. I only know him from this and...
that one movie where he was like guarding the president's kid or some shit? Do you remember that?
Is that not Denzel?
No, it was like a comedy. At one point, some dude with a gun...
Oh, so he's probably shit at it.
But. Yeah, absolutely.
No, I remember this Good Burger, where he plays
He was in Good Burger?
Yeah, he plays the principal or something, I think.
I've seen half of Good Burger once.
Oh, Chris Parnell.
Ah. Hey, Cyril. Do you personify, like actors like that, that you know from like a bunch of stuff, you have like one favorite role, right?
Sure.
Do you like personify them? Like I
want you to be like that in every single thing you do.
Yeah, I know H. John Benjamin doesn't, he looks more like Bob than he looks like Archer, but I like to think that in real life he's just as cynical and smart aleck.
Uh-huh.
You know, like,
sure.
Like when I look at Chris Parnell, like... Does he really cry when he has sex? Or is that just Cyril?
When I see him, I think of the doctor from 30 Rock.
Okay.
I didn't really watch much SNL, especially the time that he was on there.
Me neither.
So when I see him, I think of that guy. And that guy is fucking dark on 30 Rock.
Yeah.
So I want him to be... Yeah, I want him to be...
Kind of like that in real life?
Yeah, he's super confident about everything, but the things he's confident about are not good things.
Yeah. It's kind of like Schwarzenegger. He's always such a badass in this, but apparently when you meet him... He's a big teddy bear, and he's really cool and really fucking nice, you know? And it's like...
He'll take you in his Hummer down the road.
Yeah, so then you watch like Terminator and see him walking around with a scowl and like a gun, and it kind of, you're not as, like, about the guy anymore.
Yeah, yeah.
Never meet your heroes, bro. Mm. I met a celebrity down here, and I would like to assume that they just had a terrible week, because...
Just
biggest asshole in the world.
Really?
Yeah. And I was working, so I was stuck there and had to deal.
I want to know who it is, but you can go offline for it.
Yeah. And he's not like that, but he was huge, like, in the 80s and shit. Hosted SNL, like, fucking over 10 times.
Mm-hmm. That narrows it down.
Yeah, but... it's like a small club.
Yeah.
But yeah, he was just, it was terrible. Never meet your heroes, man.
Mm. I mean, I've met a couple of people. Meeting Kevin Smith was cool. He took the time to talk to us, and we had a good, like, back and forth about shit.
But judging off of how he acts at cons and, like, his podcast and shit, like, he really seems like he gives a shit and appreciates that people, like his work, because they don't have to go to the movie theater and spend money. You could totally Netflix and hang out with your cat.
Yeah.
Like, I like
He's very
people,
appreciative.
Like,
he's like, hey, you guys support my life. Like, if I couldn't do any of this if it wasn't for you.
If you didn't have a bunch of people like that all around the world, you wouldn't have a career, you know? So, like...
But someone else we met recently, I mean, he was perfectly fine, but when he wasn't talking to us, he was just sat on his phone one playing Words With Friends, you know? Just looking up to chime in when they had to respond.
Why not, bro? Sometimes I spend like fucking 48 hours laying naked in bed watching Netflix with my cat.
But you don't do it when you're on a gig, right?
When I'm on a gig,
you work the room.
If I'm paid to work the room,
right?
If I'm paid to do a show, I just drink and do a show and don't socialize with any. We always do a meet and greet after, because that's how you get Facebook likes. But other than that, I don't hang out for nothing.
Mm-hmm. What a creep!
yeah,
this guy.
Yeah,
not you. Don't worry.
Oh no!
This guy.
Phil Hartman is such a good sleazeball, man.
He never had anything come out, did he?
Other than his wife was crazy and then murdered him and killed herself? No, but I would say that is bad enough.
Yeah.
That was a fucking bummer, bro. That was such a bummer, because it was live. It was on the news, like, all around the country, and, like, everybody was watching, and he was still alive at the beginning, and he was dead at the end.
Oh, wow. Really?
And
was it like a standoff situation?
Yeah, he like, there were cops, like, outside, and, like, there was helicopter footage and shit, and reporters on the ground, like, and there was a houseboat, and basically, think SWAT team with all their guns and having a standoff, and she's holding them hostage, and yeah, he got killed and she killed herself, and obviously the reporters aren't in the building.
Yeah.
But like, the fact that you had been watching this standoff for like a bit, and at the end of it, a beloved comedian that you've been watching currently on TV and movies for years is now dead. Because like, when you watch like, and granted, no, barely anybody, like the new generation would have no idea who the fuck he is.
No,
but
yeah, he's definitely a 90s guy.
Yeah, but when you watch a comedian or an actor on TV for years and in movies, and then you see like a hostage situation, like it's different than if it's just a rando hostage situation. If it's somebody you know, even though you don't personally know them, like you're emotionally invested.
Sure. And I didn't realize it was all, I thought it was like one of those things where, like John Ritter, where they just like, he was just fucking broke that he'd been killed or something. Like John Ritter had a heart attack, was it? Or something?
I don't remember. Didn't John Denver crash his plane? Yeah, and Sonny Bono hit a tree while skiing.
I don't know.
Yeah, bro. Sonny Bono don't need to go skiing.
This year has been fucking terrible.
Oh, yeah, it's been bad. And then Zsa Zsa Gabor just died the other day?
Yeah. Yesterday. Just yesterday, yeah.
I mean, okay, I'm not going to lie, though. She was, what, 99 in on life support?
But that's kind of like, you know, oh, so close, you know?
Yeah.
Couldn't have made it to 100, really.
But she was one of those people that, like, if they hadn't mentioned it and somebody were to just, if she didn't die yesterday and somebody were to ask you, hey, Zsa Zsa Gabor, you know who I'm talking about? Is she still alive? You'd probably, without hitting
like,
Google.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
That's true.
At 99 years old, you just expect.
Yeah.
Just because people are
super
unhealthy.
She's one of those classic Hollywood names where you just.
Who was famous for being famous.
Yeah. Uh-oh. Here we have some.
Oh, no. And it's probably that same
cop.
Oh,
of course it is.
Yep. Oh, that's what he looks like. Okay.
I swear that guy is somebody.
Yeah.
Didn't Alan Alda? Or Alan Thicke died as well.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. From Growing Pains?
Yes. Yeah.
And the younger people know them from How I Met Your Mother?
Yes. No, that's Alan Alda. Or is it Alan Thicke as well?
Alan Thicke, the Canadian, they're
both in it. Yeah, yeah, that's right. I'm sorry, everybody's in How I Met Your Mother.
Alan Thicke's only in it because he's Canadian.
So, I got to touch on this again. This is based off of the Cabbage Patch Dolls craze of the 80s, but I think coming out around this time it played way more off of the whole Buzz Lightyear thing from Toy Story,
I guess,
you know, a fancy spaceman action figure that all the kids want.
Okay, I don't know much about the company of Cabbage Patch Dolls, like I don't know like their fucking history or nothing, but when I was a kid I was given a Cabbage Patch Doll. And Cabbage Patch Dolls were okay, you know Build-A-Bear. Mm-hmm. Okay, imagine if people gave a shit, and instead of bears, it was humans, and there were, like, catalogs and, like, outfits that you could purchase.
Right.
They came with birth certificates.
I know, yeah, I read about that. Again, Cabbage Patch Dolls were not really a thing in the UK, at least that I ever remember.
Yeah, I had
I don't think I was the target demographic. Oh, my God.
No, well, you don't strike me as the kind of person that would have a doll, either. Were you a doll kid?
No.
Were you a G.I. Joe kid, or were you like a car kid?
None of the above. The only thing I had really growing up was I had action figures, actually.
Okay, yeah, so I was an action figure kid. However, I also dug the shit out of Hot Wheels.
Okay.
You know, but I was never into shit like this. This is fucking insane.
This is, I'm trying to think if I've ever seen shit like this. Oh, this is my favorite line of the movie. Now, I don't know if I should do my shot now or if there's another part I can join later.
What are we drinking?
We're drinking triple sec.
Okay.
Let's do a shot now for that, because that is the only line I remember from this movie. He got two. The closest I've seen to this is when I go hunting for Pop Funko figures.
Oh, people battle like it's fucking Black Friday for those?
If you go into Hot Topic, from what I understand...
Well, there's your first problem.
Yeah.
I
don't go into those stores. I'm smart. I hit the quieter stores, and...
I'd rather go to Spencer's than Hot Topic. I only go to Hot Topic for, like, band shit or, like, jokey shit.
Right.
You know? And yeah. I can go to Spencer's and do that same thing without having to look at parachute pants.
Honestly, I do all my shopping online. for those figures and shit.
Oh, yeah, because now you can basically order your groceries and have them delivered.
Yeah, there's no reason to fight crowds like this.
It is so easy to be obese if you have money in America right now.
That kid looks like Chucky. All right, let's see this off, and we'll do Advent Mini Bar next time. What am I saying? We're doing that when your girl gets here.
If you can wait until I'm in full face.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
Because that'd be way funnier.
Absolutely.
People that don't know me will look at that picture and be like, wait, yeah. What?
We are drinking triple sec, but we're drinking the cheap one.
If I saw,
December gets expensive for me.
If I saw that you were drinking with the personification of evil, I would definitely assume your shots are better than my shots.
Yeah, definitely.
You know, like, yeah. I creep people's Facebook all the time, and it's kind of a bad thing, man, because you see how many, like, there. Yeah, a lot of other people are living life just like you, but, like, there's a handful of people that you look at, and you're like, wow, your life is way better than mine. Like, you're doing fun shit. Like,
I feel like that's how everybody back home looks at my Facebook. Really?
Yeah.
You know, there's really no contest.
Also, you don't have to deal with cold and fucking England
fucking
dreary.
England this time of the year.
Yeah, bro. We have fucking summer and summer here.
So, Carl is in half clown makeup now because once we finish our big gay date, we're going to be doing something else pretty gay as well.
Yeah, I am, as I've said many times before, I'm a sideshow clown, and so we're doing photographs for basically online Christmas cards, and I'm going to be naked, a naked clown. It'll be fun.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I got, really. There's more. There's not really any rhyme or reason. I just assume we will have good ideas. As
clowns are funny, being naked is funny.
Yeah,
it's Christmas.
At this point, the picture itself is going to be funny. Now I just have to make sure my Christmassy words are just as good, because you can't have, like, it's like a meme, like when you see, like, memes with really good pictures but they have nothing to do with the picture.
Yeah,
you're like, oh, that you're missing
wasted
the boat.
Opportunity.
Yeah, yeah, like, you just pump out not shitty memes on the regular.
I don't mean to brag, but yeah. There's a few I'm pretty proud of, so we can definitely work something out. What you're going to be carrying is a Christmas present, a collection of balls, which should write itself.
However,
on the move. Oh, and it actually kind of looks like a penis. Ah, I see there. Yeah, I didn't notice that when you showed me the first time. It looks like a. Looks like a penis with, like, you know, it with a couple of tumors or something in there.
Yeah, 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 yeah. It looks like if it was science class, that could be a bacterium.
It looks like a Mr. DNA.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Of the penis.
Yeah. I hope that is not the first thing they think of when they see it. I hope they're like, is that the model of an STD? Why is it over his penis? What, you know? That's not what we're
going
for.
It's better to give than receive.
Yeah.
There we go. See? We're already brainstorming.
Yeah.
And what's the third thing you have? There are three, right?
It's a present, and a stocking.
And the stocking. Where's the stocking going? Never mind.
Every prop has to be covering my penis, because I'm not trying to make, like, softcore porn.
Uh-huh.
That's, like, the last thing I'm doing. I'm trying to make it look like the hardcore porn's coming up if, like, later.
You're teasing them.
Yeah, yeah. You gotta tease
them,
man.
Just wait till the new year.
That's the only way they care.
Keep them coming back for more.
All these Santa Clauses. I feel like this is a riot waiting to happen.
Yeah. Where was the largest collection of Santa Claus? I feel like we discussed this before, right?
Yeah, I don't remember.
The Guinness World Record for the...
Oh, yeah.
Largest. Is that James Belushi?
It is.
Right. There's a world record for the largest collection of Santa Claus costumes, and it was a pub crawl, I think. I think it was in the UK.
Of course it would
Sounds
be.
Sounds like something we would do.
Yeah. Anything to make going to the pub more interesting.
Mm-hmm. Because we can't just drink. Where's the fun in that?
Yeah, that's what y'all have been doing forever. At this point, like, you gotta have
activities. After 400 years, it gets a little old.
Is trivia, like, a thing over there?
It was back in my hometown of Erwood, of where there were, like, four pubs, and there was one pub that would do trivia on the regular. And our trivia is way more interesting than your guys' trivia. From all the trivia things I've been to, it's very simple question-answer rounds, three rounds or something like that. Mm-hmm. We had fucking... I've tried to explain to my wife how much cooler our trivia games were because there's special rules and shit. This is how, like, people go to trivia to get drunk and answer questions, I guess, over here. We're so confident in our trivia that we can add special bonus rules and shit in. Like,
Wait, you do trivia with handicaps?
No, there is there's a couple of rounds like where let me explain how this works. It was the Monmouth Ash in Verwood. It's the best trivia I've ever played, but it's probably very similar in the UK. There is the first round is the picture round. Before you even start, you get a sheet of 10 celebrity faces and you're just going to name who they are. Super simple. Depending on your knowledge of pop culture. The second round is just in the news. So it's news headlines, very simple question answer. Round three, the last letter of the first answer is the first letter of the next answer. And on like that. So that's a helpful thing, you know? Like, so if you're not sure what the answer is, you can look at your previous answer to get like a clue. Assuming that's right, you know?
That's kind of cool.
Yeah. It adds a little kind of, it's a little help.
Basically. Yeah.
Round four is the music round. So you get five audio songs, clips of audio songs. You got 5 points for the artist, 5 points for the song title. Round five, you get four questions. And then the fifth question is, what is the common link between those four answers? So it could be nothing to do with what the questions were about, but those answers have something in common. So it could be like a roundabout way of talking about the four Beatles or something, you know, something like that. Anything that's four.
Yeah.
The sixth round is where there is a little bit of risk and a handicap involved. You get 1 point per answer. If you answer all 10 questions correctly, you get a bonus 10 points. If you answer any question wrong, you lose all your points for that round.
Oh, God.
So it's like a risk versus reward thing.
That's
how
insane.
Fucking confident are you in those answers?
Yeah.
Know? It's way more fun.
Because otherwise you just kind of half-ass it and hope for the best. If you didn't know, it's like Christmas tree. And if you really don't know the answer, just try.
You don't lose anything from guessing over here.
Yeah.
We fuck you over if you try and like pull a fast
Bro,
one.
Bro, you get awards for participating.
Yeah, exactly. None of that shit over there. Oh, man.
Like, I'm liberal as fuck, but that I've always thought that's kind of stupid.
Yeah, I don't get it.
So all these Santa Clauses remind me of something. I was reading something the other day, and...
Oh, in the taint.
Yeah, right in the gooch. Basically, this mom and dad had this kid, and the kid is like 8 or 9, and just realizing the whole Santa situation. And so they pull the kid aside, and they basically explain to him like this. Okay, it's not that Santa's not real. It's that here's what's actually happening. You have to be the Santa. What you do is now that you're old enough to know the drill, we're going to let you in on the secret. Mm-hmm. And the secret is anyone can be Santa. The gift receiver mm-hmm. just can't know that it was you.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, they you're teaching him the joy of gift giving. He's not going around and spoiling it.
Uh-huh.
And like by the end of it, I think he gifted something to like some homeless dude or like some old neighbor or some shit. And you can only be the Santa if they don't know who it's from. If they know who it's from, it's just from you. But in order to the Santa Claus magic is the joy of giving someone something. Secretly, you know, like, but they can it only works if they don't know it's you. And now the kid is fucking on board.
Yeah, that's a cool way of looking at it, actually.
And maintaining the illusion for the other kids his age.
Yeah.
Because instead of being spoiled with it, instead of, like, having the news broken to you, you're let in on a secret.
Yeah, so you feel, like, more...
You're part of the club.
Yeah, you're more inclined to actually kind of join along with it. Everyone loves being part of a secret.
Yeah. Yeah, and I really like that. I hate when people like do something really cool and then get online and just post all about it and like hashtag, because then I'm like, you didn't do that to help somebody. You did that for likes because it's cheap.
Yeah, and all those fucking people that like post the pictures on the receipts of like leaving a $100 tip on a $10 IHOP bill or something. It's like,
don't tell anybody.
Yeah,
just be just cool it. Person.
Yeah.
People appreciate that shit. Like, you just made somebody's life better. You don't need likes on Facebook.
Yeah.
Their night is easy. You may have just helped them cover their rent.
Mm.
You know, like, I got a buddy of mine that occasionally he posts about it on Facebook, and that always bugs me. But he actually does it more often than he posts about it. He tours a lot for Life in Color.
Sure.
The big, like, EDM festival or whatever. Yeah. And almost every city he's in, he always finds a homeless dude,
mm-hmm.
and he basically takes him to whatever the local equivalent of Walmart is, and like buys him like shoes, a bunch of pairs of socks, like a backpack, a fucking tent, and like non-perishable food.
Cool.
Yeah, it just hooks him up, you know, like because
Walmart's fucking cheap. Like, it doesn't cost much to go out your way for somebody.
Yeah, if you don't buy a tent, you can hook a person up with a really good camping like setup with a bunch of clothes and like a backpack for like $60.
Yeah,
and if you're working festivals and touring, you're making way more than that every city. So $60, I'd spend more than that at a bar.
Yeah, absolutely. And you're doing so much more good with it as well.
Yeah.
That's kind of cool.
It was just such a cool... I'm trying to make sure all my friends know about it, because eventually you may be in that position to help unspoil a child that is about to, like, get it.
Yeah, definitely. And you told me a cool story about when you were over in the UK as well. I'll tell it so it doesn't come off as you bragging about it, like we just said. So, when Carl went over on tour in the UK with his magic act, they gave him a per diem. Is that correct? Every day for like drinking and stuff, keeping you out of trouble, making sure to. I mean, a lot of it probably went up your nose and in your stomach.
A lot of it went in my in my stomach with booze.
Yeah,
hey, really old pubs, man. You got to jump on it.
Yeah. It's just the beer tastes better when it's in a pub that's like 1,000 years old.
The beer tastes better when it's not swill water, and y'all have real beer. English people do beer right. I'm just saying.
Mm-hmm. We know what's going on. And but in the UK, you get way more change, lots more coins, shrapnel, as we call it, that you just don't know what the fuck to do with. Nobody wants the coins in the UK. Homeless people, they'll take change, absolutely no fucking problem. And Carl was telling me that when they were like the last fucking day when they were going to leave, they just took all their change, didn't take it to an exchange bank or anything to get it turned back into dollars. No, they just dropped it into a homeless guy's hat just to fucking set him up for the day.
It's all heavy as shit too.
Yeah.
Like a pocket full of change in America, like a decent sized pocket full of change in America.
Our coins are weird. Like, they're much thicker, they're much larger, there's way more denominations. So, you know,
$20 in pound in like
a
little
5 pound
coins.
Note is our smallest bill, so $5 is our smallest. You want $1, $2, you're talking about a coin.
Yeah, $20 in UK coins is way fucking heavier than $20 in like quarters.
Yeah, absolutely.
And way thicker.
Because what's that, like 80 quarters? That's it. It sounds like a lot, but really it's like nothing. And you're right, they're very thin over here.
Yeah.
Our coins in UK, they are girthy. They are substantial.
Yeah.
And they fucking weigh a ton.
Yeah, they're like 4 quarters thick, man. Yeah. It's fucking crazy.
They're built to last.
Like. Every time we'd go to a bar, notes I was fine with. Mm-hmm. But after fucking 2 trips to a bar, all your notes for the most part are coins or like one final like big note.
Yeah.
And so I just spill my coins out. And I hated it here when I worked retail. When like people would be vacationing and just spill out American coins, because I always thought 25 cents, 10 cents, 5 cents, 1 cent, it's not fucking hard. Are you goddamn stupid?
Yeah.
But then I go to London and I'm that person taking out my change and been like, I don't know how much it is.
Honor system, take what you need and give me back like roughly what I need.
Yeah, take what
back.
You need, and then can you count out 5 pounds for me? Awesome. That's tip. Thank you. Done. And like, really, because we're going to lose money one way or another if we go to like the exchange.
Yeah.
You know, and I don't want to carry that shit, because I do coin tricks here in America. They're going to English coin. Oh, it's a trick coin.
Mm-hmm. I barely use coins anymore. Any coins I get, I try and just give them away somewhere, a donation thing, or there's like a little, you see that wine bottle up there? There's a bunch of coins in there. They're just too heavy to carry around.
I've got a chew. I put my pocket change, I don't pay with change or carry change, but all my change that I get back throughout the day, spending cash and shit, I empty it into this Chewbacca head on like the dresser at home, and I'm pretty sure that motherfucker's got like $60 in it right now.
Yeah.
Of like just change, because I don't need it. You get rid of it every day, that adds up.
That's
man.
A flash forward to Jake Lloyd in like 5 years.
Yeah, it is.
From when this movie was shot.
Yeah. I would assume he picked up the drinking problem before the end of filming for Star Wars.
Yeah.
I don't see how you could be part of like such a big machine as that and not have to have a coping mechanism. Because, yeah, on one hand, it's really cool. But on the other hand, it's a franchise that's goddamn over almost 40 years old. Like, how... That's a lot of pressure.
It's daunting.
Yeah.
I mean, even it was only like 22 years by the time that movie came out, but still it had been 15 years since the last movie in this series that meant so much to so many people. The expectation that's falling on you as the fucking poster child, yeah, that's a lot of goddamn pressure.
I feel like the moment you get the call and they give you the job, I feel like you celebrate. And then you take a shower and crouch down on the ground and just cry while the water's spraying on you. I feel like you Glenn Close after What's-His-Face dies in The Big Chill. Have you ever done that? Have you ever just...
Sat in the shower and cried naked.
Had to just sit in the shower and just let it happen? No? Has life always been pleasant?
I've been pretty good, yeah. I have sat in the shower when I've been incredibly hungover.
Okay, that's valid.
I'll let the shower run for like 20 minutes.
I'll give you that. Okay.
I'm just going to have a little sit down here in the corner.
Oh, yeah.
But it's just so that the room stops spinning.
I used to always think there's chairs that you could install in your shower for old people or cripples. And then...
They're for partiers.
Yeah.
They're for real, man.
I stayed at my sister's house watching for like a week, and she had a chair in her bathroom, in her shower, and I could just sit down and soak it in, and it was amazing. And I asked her, I'm like, what the fuck is that for? She's like, well, we don't have sex in the shower, so it's not for that. And I'm like, you're 6 years older than me. I don't want to know your sex schedule. But thank you. But shower beers, if you have a chair in the shower beers are more interesting. Have you had a shower beer before?
Drinking a beer in the shower?
Yeah, while the hot water's spraying on you?
It sounds like something I would have done.
Actually, it's underrated. You gotta give it a chance.
I've treated myself to that now.
Yeah.
The closest I've come is probably the warm water at like Discovery Cove, where you can actually like they have chairs carved out of stone in the water. So
just
lay in that shit, drink a beer over there.
Oh my god.
Oh fuck. Oh, this is the DJ. Okay, so
there
I knew
is
it was
a radio
some,
station.
I knew it was somebody familiar, and it's the guy from Sabrina the Teenage Witch. Do you remember that?
The TV show or the comic?
The TV show.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the principal.
With the terrible cat?
Yeah.
The terrible animatronic
terrible
cat?
So I knew it was somebody familiar, and he was the principal in that show.
Salem on Sabrina looked like bad taxidermy.
Yeah, definitely.
Have you seen like the bad taxidermy photos online where they have like super derpy eyes and shit?
Absolutely. Like the bad waxworks at Madame Tussauds, but just creepier because you know they started off as a real normal looking thing.
Yeah, bro. It's all about the base. You know what those animals or humans are fucking shaped like. Get it right. You can't fix it with like paint and fake makeup.
This is fucking dark. He's talking about blowing up a radio show for a toy.
Yeah, this would never happen.
No.
What, 6 years later? Would never show up in a movie.
No, definitely not.
Like, we're just getting to the point where, like, main characters can be mistaken for being a terrorist.
Yeah, we can't joke about bombs.
Yeah, they're still. Yeah.
We can have movies where, you know, characters have bombs and shit, like, but it
has to be...
Things
can blow up.
Yeah, it has to be in the context of a serious movie. We can't have a character joking about it.
Even Meet the Parents jumped on that.
I don't know, actually. I don't know. Did you watch Due Date with Marcus and Downey? They joke slightly about having a bomb on a plane there.
But that movie's relatively recently.
Yeah.
And it was 2001 when we stopped doing that. Like, we went through almost a decade where...
I think it was 2012.
Yeah, that was one of the things that was like... Yeah. It was like, you know, like the sacred cows of comedy. Like, you don't make fun of Frank Sinatra. Yeah, like that. That was almost like one of those for like a couple years.
Mm.
You know what movie's amazing? Airheads, also in a radio station.
Oh.
But I don't necessarily see that movie playing well today.
And here's the...
Oh, the zombie horde's going to show up.
Technicality.
Oh, no. See, why are they the only two dumbasses that show up? Why don't, like... You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
You would think if it is as big of a deal as they make it out to be in the store scene...
See, all these cops want a Turbo Man.
Yeah, it almost feels like, with as much as, like, the store made it look to be, that everywhere these two dudes show up in their adventure to get a Turbo Man, they should always be, like, just, like, four steps ahead of a large crowd of people.
Yeah, definitely.
Like, the people chasing the person in Love Potion number 9. Do you remember that movie?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, my God. Yeah. I watched Love Potion and Mannequin back-to-back the other day, and it was amazing.
You cannot do this anymore.
Yeah.
What the hell?
What, like, okay, in real life, right now, what would happen? Would the cops drop him and then scatter and call the bomb squad to come get the box?
Yeah, there's no way he can trigger a bomb when it's inside a box.
Yeah.
So drop it, like, no. No.
You can't at least, like, fucking put a string on it or something?
Mm-hmm.
At least make it look like a wire or a button. That would never work right now.
You can get shot just for pulling out your driver's license. And he's a black man.
Like, yeah, yeah.
This would not work in this.
Yeah, he would get shot straight out the gate before he even like tried to lie and say, I have a bomb. They would be like, oh no, he's lying.
He's reaching into his bag.
Yeah, it's coming right for us. I almost bought Stick of Truth the other day.
All right.
At GameStop. And instead, I bought the BioShock Collection. That still had used, but still had all the stickers and extra shit that it came with. That's why I bought it.
Do you have an Xbox One or
360?
360. Okay.
Basically, okay, they have new games still for the 360 that aren't new because they're just being put out, but new because they've never been opened and they're like full price.
Yeah.
But they're never making anything new for 360, so I can't rationalize buying a new game until we buy an Xbox One. Did that thing really blow?
Yeah, there was a real bomb someone was sending in the mail.
But a shitty bomb, apparently.
Apparently, just fucked up that one guy.
Yeah, is he? Huh. What is that? Is that shock? Did he just pass out? Or because his eyes were open, he was alert. What?
That's weird.
I mean, later on in the movie, he's going to be flying around at the jetpack. So I don't know why I'm nitpicking physicality.
Yeah, let's not. I can't get on board with this movie at all.
I fucking hate carolers, bro. I hate carolers.
Yeah.
Have you had carolers show up to your house when you were in England?
In England, yeah.
Do they dress all Dickensian, or do they just wear
they
like
just
normal clothes?
They try and dress warm.
Okay.
And I think our parents just gave them some money so they'd leave quicker.
Do you have to give them money? Is that the thing?
It's kind of expected.
I've never given a caroler money in my life.
No.
No. There's like 20 people. Why the how much money do I have to give you that everybody gets something? No,
yeah,
it's not
weird.
Even worth it.
I mean, it's never a big group like that. It's maybe like 3 or 4 people, you know?
Oh, so it's like a fucking
like
barbershop quartet?
It's like parents going trick-or-treating when they bring their kids, you know? It's like, it's always, you know, a couple of kids, but maybe parents standing off to the side and it's like, oh, fuck, the parents are watching. All right. Oh, very good. Here's a couple of quid, you know?
It's fucking Christmas. I don't want to... Okay. You don't want to go to your kid's recital. Why the fuck do you think I want to go to your kid's recital? You know?
All right.
Look at that chin. Look at that chin. Oh, and that look, that look as he's looking at us, that's the exact same look that he gives the camera in that one black and white clip from Last Action Hero.
Where he's Hamlet, yeah.
Yep, that's the exact same look.
You're
right. I wouldn't be surprised if they pulled out Last Action Hero and were like, do this.
Do this face.
Yeah. Because he's not like an actor. Clearly, you can't like ask him to portray emotions.
Yeah, every single every script reading is literally just pointing to other footage of people. Like,
yeah,
go like this.
And I assume he's worked with directors that like spoon feed everything. And I know like I've seen interviews where actors like talk about like sometimes they'll talk about how the director just lets them go and do a bunch of takes of like a scene. But then there are other directors that will literally walk up and be like, okay, doesn't matter what happened before. In a moment, something's going to go boom. You look here, look surprised, you look angry, and then you're going to say this. And just like spoon feed all your shit to you. Uh-huh. I think for at least the first decade of Schwarzenegger's career, at least the directors did that for him.
I feel like he got a lot of babysitting in his early years. Yeah. You know what I'm just realizing? I don't know if he says I'll be back in this movie.
Does he say it in everything now?
He says it in everything. So
like,
I'm
at least now, because he's self-aware.
Yeah, but I'm realizing like I should have been paying attention. I don't know if it's happened yet.
I don't know. He has a Reddit. Actually.
Oh, really?
Did you see, I don't know, it's at least a year now, but he was on Reddit and he's always done this like after school thing for like kids, keeping kids like physically fit. Like it's been a huge thing here in America with like in the education system since Schwartz and like after he just got into movies but was already famous for like Mr. Universe and bullshit.
Okay.
And it's like a physical fitness thing.
Okay.
And just making sure that kids have the option to be super healthy and have access to all this stuff. Well, he still does like active charitable bullshit like that and like foundations and stuff. And he got on Reddit and basically you donated to it. Didn't matter how much you donated. You could donate a quarter. You could donate $100 and they would enter you in. And one person got chosen to hang out with Schwarzenegger for a day to the things that were listed as the actual prize was hang out with Arnold Schwarzenegger for a day.
Yeah.
Drive around and ride around with him in his tank.
Of course.
Drive over cars in his tank and then grill eggs on his tank while you smoked cigars. And a dude did it.
How
and
very
they like
decadent.
Made a video. That's awesome. I wanna smoke cigars and drive over cars with Arnold.
Did your girl do Secret Santa Reddit this year?
No, not this
year. Right?
Yeah, last year was cool.
Did you read the story of the girl the woman who got who did Secret Santa on Reddit and she got Bill Gates?
Oh yeah.
And he sends her like all that shit. Like she's a Nintendo fan or something and he sends her like an Xbox One. He's like, I love my Xbox One. I hope you'll like yours and
yeah.
All this stuff. But he also sent her Nintendo shit, which is really cool. All this Legend of Zelda stuff. It's like, goddamn.
Another person's a celebrity that keeps showing up on Reddit, not as a user, but as, hey, you guys, if you want this celebrity to give a shit and actually talk to you, buy him a typewriter.
Yeah.
Is Tom Hanks.
Right.
You literally, he collects antique typewriters. So if you send him a typewriter and like ask him shit, he will legitimately, without fail, send him a typewriter. He'll will respond
back
to you and he will type it on that typewriter.
That's awesome.
That's how Chris Hardwick got him on his show.
Oh, really?
Chris Hardwick sent him a typewriter, and Tom Hanks sent him a letter saying, how dare you think you can bribe me with a, oh my God, the ink transfer with this is great. I'll be there. Have your people call mine. So then, like, fans started, they saw Chris Hardwick do it, and fans started doing it.
Well,
and he really,
works for him, yeah.
He replies.
Yeah. They are not cheap, those, but that's pretty cool.
Yeah, but like if your grandma dies and leaves you a bunch of bullshit.
Oh, yeah. If your grandma leaves you a typewriter and you'd rather have a letter from Tom Hanks, I mean, it's an easy trade. So.
Yeah, I'd be like, Tom, you don't even have to write me back. Call me. I just want to talk to you.
Maybe he collects antique cell phones.
Bro. My dad was working a fucking Santa gig earlier this month, and they sent him home with a Victrola. One of those wind-up like
holy
record
shit
players with a big horn. Yeah, like antique, had the original record with it, one song on each side.
Wow.
Apparently, with the steel needles, you're actually supposed to replace the needle every time you play a record with it.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, but they gave him a Victrola, and I'm like, clearly you're going to write this to me in the will, right?
Yeah. If you're a whole kind of vaudevillian stick, you're like...
Yeah, but it sounds so creepy. Like, I have, like, actual, like, records and shit. Like, I like, collect vinyls and stuff. And even if you play, like, something new and current on it, everything just sounds creepy as fuck. Because you have to wind it up.
Uh-huh.
And then, like, you're not supposed to just stop it. Like, you have to let it unwind. And it just gets slower. Like a doll where, like, the batteries are dying.
Really?
Bro, it makes everything
How
creepy.
Long is it? Does it last long enough for a song? Or
Yeah. It lasts for a full song.
If you get that, man, you should totally... Like, if you could use that in your show as the start of your whole striptease dick lift thing...
Bro.
That would be an excellent walking on stage like piece.
Oh, my
Just
God.
Just walking on stage in silence. setting up that thing.
God, it's so cool, man. It's so cool. That's another one of those things where, like, you guys have a lot of shelf pieces. I'm looking at, like... way too many pop vinyls to count and DVDs and shit.
So many
like
DVDs and stuff, yeah.
When you go to somebody, and like that's my dad's, it's not mine. Like when you look on somebody else's shelf and you see something really cool and you're like, bro, I want that shit yesterday. Yeah. Buddy of mine sent me a unicorn skull a few months ago.
Okay.
And that was a pleasant surprise.
Yeah, that sounds like a.
Yeah.
That's fun to receive.
Didn't warn me or nothing. Just showed up with like a note, and it was great.
What did the note say?
Hey, I got you a unicorn skull.
Oh, okay. No mystery.
Yeah,
then,
like I called him and like thanked him and shit. But like, yeah, he just bought me a unicorn skull.
See, why's he got to brag about it? Why doesn't he just do a good deed and just let it happen? Just pay it forward.
Right? No. Okay. That's fucking different. That's different. If you do a good deed for somebody, I feel like the qualification should be, how do I improve this person's life, if only for like right now.
Right.
Even if that is as simple as like, sure, okay, you're homeless and you just asked me for a cigarette, I'll go to the store and I'll buy you a pack of smokes.
Uh-huh.
That's fine.
Yeah.
You know, I hate when people look at homeless people and are like, don't give money. He's probably just going to spend it on drugs. Do you realize how expensive drugs are?
Like, if that man makes enough to buy drugs,
yeah,
man's onto something.
Yeah. If you're homeless, that... You're not turning around and buying like a 20 bag of Coke. You're like getting food and maybe a blanket. And maybe a 40 if you can fit it. Fucking Gumby and Rock'em Sock'em Robots and Sonic and really crappy Ninja Turtles and whatever that girl, what not Matilda, whatever the girl, oh my God, that's an ugly Cat in the Hat costume. Clearly we're spoiled, though, because we live in Orlando where they actually have Seuss Island, but that was a bad, is that Andy from Raggedy Ann and Andy behind him? They just had the worst Seuss Cat in the Hat costume I've ever seen.
I mean, we see some bad ones.
Yeah.
Did you see that video go viral recently of the Thanksgiving Day parade in that little rinky-dink town?
No.
You got, like, Mickey Mouse fucking doing, like, the dab and shit.
Oh,
and
God.
It's horrific.
I wonder, you know, if it's, like, viral, I would not be surprised if whoever that Mickey Mouse is, Disney, at least sends a cease and desist to.
Oh, absolutely. It's like every... Every major character you can think of, cartoon-wise.
I work a lot of pirate festivals.
Okay.
Exhibiting mermaids in one of the largest traveling acrylic tanks in the country. But a few years ago, I was in South Florida doing a gig, and there was a Jack Sparrow impersonator. And there's Jack Sparrow impersonators at every RenFest and pirate festival in the world. And there has been since the first Pirates movie came out. But... He is a Jack Sparrow impersonator that did a show, and he was worse than the walk-around guy that was actually working the event, but his show was a Jack Sparrow sing-along. Now, that would be fine.
Wait, what? How does that work?
Yeah, okay.
Is he literally just singing A Pirate's Life for me?
No, and that would not be my issue. That would be okay.
Uh-huh.
But it's a Jack Sparrow sing-along. Now, couple things. That in and of itself is not enough to piss the powers that be off in Orlando at the Disney company.
Mm-hmm.
But when I saw the rest, I had to make a polite phone call to someone that I knew would make a phone call to the right people. And I haven't seen him working an event since.
Mm-hmm.
But he would, during the show, Jack Sparrow would give out Disney swag.
Oh.
So it looked like he worked for the company that his wife, who actually does work turnstiles, would buy from property control behind Disney for super cheap because it was all broken or discontinued.
Slightly used and shit.
Yeah. So he would give that out as swag during his show.
Uh-huh.
Jack Sparrow played keyboard like a shitty DJ because the keyboard was not even plugged in. And the backing track, the audio that would play was like mostly ABBA song. Watching Jack Sparrow mime playing the piano, throwing out light up Mickey Mouse's and lip syncing to Dancing Queen, because he wasn't even singing in his voice. He would lip sync the song. Was fucking amazing and so not cool.
What a treat.
Yeah, but had it not, I could deal with the fake keyboard. I could even deal with the ABBA. But really, the straw that broke the camel's back was the giving out Disney swag and then talking about, like, the company. Uh-huh. Like, you're there, like, repping the company. Like, they gotta protect their interest.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I don't want your shitty show to be across the street from my awesome show at the same time.
Absolutely,
so,
yeah.
Yeah, yo, it was bad.
God, that sounds bad. Like, I want to see that.
Oh, bro, when you travel and, like, do entertainment for, like, festivals that aren't straight up theme parks, mm-hmm. you see so much bad entertainment from one end of the spectrum to the other. I watched a guy juggle knives and he kept dropping the knives. Like I know he'd been juggling for years, but that day, that show, you would have thought he'd never juggled in his life.
Yeah.
And couldn't, like, keep it going for more than, like, two catches at a time. And he kept dropping knives, and once the knives started bouncing off the stage into the audience, he made the first three rows of the audience get up and move back. And there were people behind them, so those first three rows now had to move to the back. And he was basically telling them, this is for your... I keep dropping my knives, and they actually are sharp, and I don't want to kill anybody. So rather than me just put it away and do a good show, you guys need to move.
Well, good for having the fucking forethought to actually do that.
Bro, it's bad. It's so bad.
All right. We all know what's coming here after that whole fucking...
What fucking marching band has a toy on all their uniforms? It's a big deal for, like, this is the marching band from so-and-so, like, every time you see them.
Yeah, no, and did you see those two guys on guitar?
Just yeah. Then?
What fucking, you're absolutely right.
Do they have, like, yeah, that's obnoxious.
Having way too much fun. This is what we've been wasting the whole movie to see.
Yeah, and realistically, that cheesy-ass footage at the beginning, that dude's like a discount Turbo Man. Arnold looks like this whole movie was made for him.
Yeah, he looks legit.
Yeah, like, even the outfit, it feels like they just put the other dude in it, but we designed it so that it accentuates his physique and his badass chin. That other dude had a round, pudgy chin. Arnold has that, like, Aryan nation chin.
He's got that hero face.
Yeah, he looks like that, the pure race.
Of course he
like,
does.
Yeah, yeah, that's... Wait, he's Austrian, not German, right?
Yeah.
Didn't the Germans... Wait, were they with the Germans, or were they one of the many victims of the Germans?
Don't ask me about shit that happened.
You're European. Isn't that, like, the... Here, okay, Americans are taught that, like, the World War was, like, the good war. Like, the war that was worth fighting because the Nazis and the communists were evil.
It wasn't good for a lot of people.
Yeah. And because we lost between 250,000 and 500,000 people, but Europeans remember the World War II as being probably one of the worst and bloodiest wars that they've been through. So how do you not know that? How is that not like taught in school?
It was.
Yeah. Oh. Okay. Okay. Now you're just adulting and you blocked. Okay. I blocked out all the math stuff.
I it happened so long ago. I don't think anyone's going to ask me about it, so I've got other shit to think about.
I blocked out most of that knowledge, too. I kept just enough to write contracts.
Events.
Yeah, yeah. Useless pop culture knowledge and enough that you don't go under.
Did you fucking see, now like he's holding the figure in his hand and he's so fucking happy, did you see that they are actually, there's a Kickstarter to make that toy?
That's awesome.
And it's sold out.
Of course it is.
So people still fucking love it, you know?
People know.
That guy's hair, by the way, a bomb went off in his face a couple hours ago. He seems pretty upbeat. He's already back on duty, for one.
Yeah.
Like, take the day off, surely.
Okay, so Sinbad.
Oh, okay, I didn't remember this part, then.
Sinbad, I get why he's taking the costume, because then he can have this altercation and fight without being, like, accosted by anybody.
Yeah.
But he blew up a cop.
Yeah.
how is there not?
He made false threats. Then he didn't know that was an actual bomb that blew the cop up.
Okay, in Boston, they would have canceled the parade, and then they would have manhunted until they found the dude in a boat.
Absolutely.
I don't like the rubber. God, even the Batman movie before, like, years before this, he would look his head to the side. I mean, yeah, I know he had, like, I have a crick in my neck shoulders most of the movie. Yeah. But when he did tilt his head, it didn't, like, flare up. Come on, this is 96.
When was Batman and Robin? Was that 97?
Oh,
I was really soon after this, I think.
Yeah, the one with Jim Carrey?
Yeah, no, the one with Arnold Schwarzenegger is Mr. Freeze.
Oh, that was bad.
I think it was 97, so this was the next year.
Yeah, that didn't happen for me. Oh, yeah, because George Clooney was in it. Yeah, George Clooney did
that
not exist
George
for
Clooney
me.
One. Yeah, that's uh-huh. Right.
I feel like Christian Bale was one of the best Batmen, and I feel like Val Kilmer was my favorite Bruce Wayne. I like the Michael Keaton mm-hmm. movie overall, but as far as like Bruce Wayne portrayal, Val Kilmer's a better Bruce Wayne. Mm-hmm. I like Christian Bale's Batman, just because I don't dislike the whisper voice, because Batman should totally sound like that.
Definitely.
I would just like it better if it was a voice augmentation, like the new one, instead of, I'm going to talk to you like this. How does he not have strep whenever he's like playing Bruce Wayne during the day?
Like in the board meetings, it should be like, long night, Bruce.
Yeah, when he's bitching at Alfred, like he should be like, and like Alfred should be giving him like tea with honey
Alfred,
and shit.
Can you get me some honey tea?
Yeah.
Honey tea. Agua. And this guy looks like a live Megamind cosplay. You remember that movie? The DreamWorks movie?
Yeah, I saw the trailers. I never got to see it.
That's you're good.
He reminds me of Mars Attacks.
Uh-huh.
Ack. Which is amazing. I love Mars Attacks.
It's one of my wife's favorite movies.
Oh, God, it's so
good. Such
a good
cast. Such a good ensemble cast that almost all of them die.
Yeah, and I'm pretty sure I watched it a couple times before I realized Jack Nicholson was also in the wig.
Yeah, the tycoon.
Yeah, had no idea.
Now, this is a fucking... this is an elaborate costume that Booster is wearing. Like, it's only in the last 3 or 4 years we've got costumes at the Disney parades where the eyes move, the mouths move, and everything.
Yeah. However, even back in the day, because I was doing shows at Disney.
Did his real fist just bump off there a second? Are we just going to gloss over that?
Yeah, that is totally... Well, but again, Homeboy's jetpack's about to work, so we're...
But
we're,
still, like, that is his actual hand in that
costume. But did it come back? Like it
did
in the show?
Yeah.
Wow, well, I guess you put on the suit and shit happens.
Yeah. The magic happens. Fuck.
Yeah.
No, I can't. I can't suspend my disbelief for this movie anymore. Shut it off.
Right? Turn it. Shut it off.
Shut
give
it
me
down,
a beer.
People.
We're
going to
watch
here.
Some Jimmy Carr. God. Turn on the YouTube. God damn it, Arnold.
Like, I will suspend my disbelief for a lot of things I've said. Like, you know, I can't wait to watch Armageddon because I think that's a solid film. And that's about a bunch of ragtag miners landing on an asteroid to save the world. A
lot of people destroyed the Chrysler building that year.
Yeah. But you put Sinbad in a Megamind suit and make his hand actually shoot off and punch Arnold Schwarzenegger's Iron Man in the face.
Yeah, it's a little much.
No, please.
I can't do it. I mean, you make Sinbad a lead in a movie, and right there you're asking too much of me. Everything after that, it's an uphill battle.
So what was the plan here as well? Like, those guys all just popped out, and I get that they're the bad guys' minions.
They're just going along with the show. The only
Are
person
they supposed
that
to jump out at some point and attack him?
I feel like, yeah. The only people that realize that this is not part of the show are the people directly involved and that asshole that just got his popcorn thrown up in the air.
Right.
And her.
Well, Arnold Schwarzenegger seems to be struggling really hard against people that are just play fighting.
Yeah, but we're just going on the assumption that he looks Aryan Nation and he's not actually Mr. Universe in this movie.
Okay.
You know, like, you meet people that, like, but when they're wearing their clothes, they look jacked, and then you realize, oh, they're just pudgy.
Someone starts fucking you up, though, like, as the minion, would you not be like, I'm done, I don't know what's going on here.
I would just
I'm jumping off the float.
I would just think he's selling it. If it hurts too much, why do you keep charging Mr. Schwarzenegger? You know, like once you get decked the first time, you would think you'd be like, too much.
Uh-huh. What's your favorite part of the movie with like 10 minutes to go, by the way?
With when the jetpack actually works.
Oh, okay.
We didn't actually get this until like years later. Have you seen Boba Fett flying at the Star Wars convention?
No. Bro, does that actually happen?
There's footage on YouTube of Boba Fett flying in with a jet. He's not using, granted, we don't have jetpacks that look as awesome and streamlined as they did in the movie, but Boba Fett flies in with a fucking jetpack and gets like thunderous applause to all the
holy shit,
like people outside.
Man. I would love to see footage of this placed into
that was the World
Avengers.
Trade. No, that wasn't the World Trade Center. Where's the World Trade Center in this?
I don't know. Are they in New York? I thought they were in like Connecticut or something.
I just assume every movie in the 90s is in New York, but nope, that doesn't look like New York.
No, definitely not. But yeah, no, you could take some of this footage and you could put it into Avengers and it would like totally fit.
Oh, fuck yeah. Fuck yeah. You edit stuff. Why are you not making
mashup
videos?
I don't know, man. Like all these great ideas we've had.
Cheers.
Cheers, sir. Oh, man. I got triple sec on my foot. Ugh.
Oh, man, your foot's going to burn away. It's like alien blood. acid.
Yeah, I don't know. I should like I should do this.
Yeah, you need to start making mashup videos. What's the worst that's gonna happen? People don't watch? I mean, we're
that's
already doing a podcast.
Me. That's not stopping us from doing this.
Yeah. I know one dude that actually listens to us. Hey man, how you doing? But that's the only definite I got.
I do this just for us, man. I don't care if anyone's
yeah,
listening.
I do this because it gives me a reason to come over here and get drunk and watch movies.
I get to see your face. It's great.
Yeah, well, you let me watch crazy fucking bullshit that I'm not... me and my lady like to watch, like, actually, like, good shows.
Uh-huh.
You know? And if it sucks, I'd rather just sit outside and smoke cigarettes and sit on YouTube. But, like, here, I can fill my nostalgia quota for, like, the week.
Yeah. Like, if I'm sitting at home, there's no way I'm going to watch this movie. I've got way too much shit to be doing otherwise, catching up. I've still not watched any of Daredevil.
I made the mistake of turning on Mighty Ducks 2 on Netflix the other day, and then I turned it on, and I figured I'm going to do shit and then pay attention to the movie, and no, I just did shit. I didn't realize that shit was still going until, like, the credits were done, and Netflix is like, you're watching The Crown. I don't want to watch The Crown.
No.
Oh, now you guys give a shit?
Yeah. Oh, don't worry. All you got to shout is, I've got a bomb, and they'll put their guns down.
Yeah. Yeah. Hell to the no. Have you seen, you know, the water jetpack things where you're connected by tube and the water propels you? Okay, have you seen the video of that, but it's a speeder with a stormtrooper on it?
No.
There's video. Somebody made a video where they made two speeders and somebody dressed like Luke and Leia on the indoor. And then somebody's like a stormtrooper.
Yeah, like they're big jet skis, right? That they've kind of modded.
But they float. They work like the jetpacks, but they spray out water and they're just shaped like speeders instead of jetpacks.
Yes, I did see that.
Oh, man. That looks so fun.
I'm so happy we're living in this day and age.
Yeah,
we
bro.
So much fun
we're
shit like
we're
this.
Not going to see like jets and stuff, but we're seeing the technologies that will lead to jets and stuff.
Yeah. And is this the big reveal?
Arnold Schwarzenegger's wife? No, that's not actually Maria Shriver, is it?
No, that's
It looks
Wilson.
Like Maria Shriver. Maria Schwarzenegger. Are they still married, or did they get divorced after he fucked Nanny?
I want to say divorced.
Oh, God. She was a Kennedy, bro.
Really?
She was a kid. Yeah, she's Kennedy family.
Oh.
You gotta, once you get into that dynasty, you got to stay there. I don't care what happens. You could be fucking separate people and not even living together, but you stay in the Kennedys. How did she not know?
Yeah.
His face wasn't even covered.
Just put a... like, the only thing was his eyes were yellow, and that was it.
Yeah, see-through yellow, and then my big German jaw.
And you've been married, I'm guessing, at least 8 years to have a kid.
And he doesn't speak fluent English.
Yeah.
Perv. Creeper. I don't need that shit. My dad's real turbo man.
So wait, does he go and give it to Sinbad, who's being arrested? That would wrap out everything in a nice little package, I think.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
Yeah. I mean, it'd be better if he gave it to Sinbad's kid, but for all intents and purposes, that kid's an imaginary kid. We've just heard
about
it.
We've never heard about... Yeah, we've never seen this kid yet.
Yeah.
He could just be using the kid as an excuse and he's going to sell it on eBay.
Yeah, he could be like the your non-existent, like, other people in your party at the front of the line at Disney.
Yeah. I've seen Pop Hunting, I've seen people. Oh, yeah, he's going to get... Oh, the kid's going to give it to him. That's cute. Pretty sure it's going to get confiscated when he goes away for a long time. But
yeah,
the thought is there. That's nice.
I remember when I went to... I got locked up once and they were going through my shit. Going through my pockets, and they're like, well, you can't check in with a lighter because it's contraband. So mm-hmm. as it turns out, everything that's in your pockets gets checked in and then is there yeah. waiting for you when you finish. But I was a dumbass, and they're like, you can't take this in because it's contraband now.
Why
either.
Did you know you were going to jail?
No. Okay. You should never know you're going to jail.
Yeah, okay, that's what I'm going to say. Like, it sounds like you emptied out everything from your pocket except to lie to you. You're like, this is okay. Like,
yeah, but like, I lay the lighter on the table and the lady's like, this is contraband. You can't take this in with you. It can't go in there. No, bitch, it can go in there in the envelope. But again, I didn't know. She's like, okay, so you can throw it away or I can take it for you. And I'm thinking... How many lighters does this bitch get a day?
Yeah.
You know? Like, oh. So, yeah, that thing is gone. Somebody's taking that and check-in. That's not even going to be there when he gets out.
Of course not. And what can you do about it, right? Nothing.
Yeah, nothing.
Nothing is all you can do about it. Man, that was Jingle All the Way. That was a fast resolution. You know, I do believe there is an after-credits scene with this.
Why?
It's one of the first... it's one of the first instances I remember of a after credit scene. However, there is also it's a very similar scene to Toy Story. Do you remember the end of Toy Story?
Yeah,
it's very, very similar to that, so we'll catch that right to the very end. It was cute. It's super, you know, it's not a good movie, but
no, it's not a good movie at all.
It's fun,
but yeah,
it's
yeah,
harmless.
Yeah. You can see why it came out.
Yeah,
it's
absolutely.
Got Schwarzenegger. Sinbad was popular at the time.
I don't know why it needs 7 minutes of credits. We have 7 minutes to fill. Yeah, that's a lot of time to fill.
Yeah, way more people involved than needed to be for
yeah,
this train wreck.
Like this, it took this many people to make this? Well, let me take the time to show you what Santa brought you. Not me. Not me, of course. Just Santa.
Oh, shit. You got me Darren Brown's new book, his self-help book that shits on self-help books.
Absolutely.
That's awesome. I fucking love Darren Brown, bro. Okay, so like, I don't know, a month ago, weeks ago, Dave, he messaged me and he goes, hey, did you buy Darren Brown's new book, Happy? And I go, no. And he goes, okay, forget this conversation ever happened.
Did you?
until right now.
Yeah.
Until right now. And I am so jazzed. I'm going to finish this motherfucker in like a day, maybe two.
Cool.
Because I read Potter Part 7 in like a day.
Cool, man.
So, yeah, thank you. I'm going to jump on this. I'll let you know how it is.
Yeah, absolutely. It's not over here in the U.S. for some reason because none of his show is, obviously. It's just in the U.K. But God. Luckily, I had a friend flying over at the beginning of the month, so I Amazon Primed that shit over to them.
If Darren was just on a channel that was good here in America, he would do so well.
Yeah, absolutely.
Darren Brown, for the uninitiated, he is one of the greatest magicians of our current generation, supplied by the UK, and he's awesome. He's so good. He's a miracle worker. He is the classiness that I
in his last
wish
special,
I was.
He is actually a miracle worker.
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah, that was a fucking amazing, too. That was so good. I got to watch it almost immediately after it came out because fucking you had that shit.
Yeah, I got my ways. I hook you up, man. I treat you good here.
Hell yeah. clearly you don't drink Yingling.
No.
Okay, no, yeah.
That's all you.
I did not realize that. Otherwise, I would have been bringing something that I knew you drank.
Something bland, yeah.
I forgot like almost a full six-pack here last week, and I opened the fridge, and it was still there, not even touched. So now I know, don't bring Yingling. English guy does not like our swill water. Clearly, as he's drinking his Bud Light.
I'm only drinking Bud Light because Carling and Foster's is too expensive over here.
Fair. Okay, valid.
And we do this quite often, so I can't afford to drink Carling and Foster's the rate I drink Bud Light over here.
Yeah. But, I mean, I like Guinness. It's a little more expensive than, like, Yingling, but I can't drink that as quick.
I don't like Guinness at all.
You don't like beer that's dinner?
Yeah, exactly, yeah. A friend of mine has had some cans of Guinness, and we use them as, like, punishments for other drinking games. Like,
that's how I use tequila.
Okay.
I hate tequila.
I feel that, yeah.
Tequila, it just makes me feel icky.
Yeah.
Also, grown men aren't supposed to use the word icky, and I didn't realize that until it rolled off my tongue, and I was like, oh, that doesn't...
Take that back.
Yeah, that doesn't feel right.
Cool. Well, that his name's almost like my name. highlights of this movie? I mean, are there any? It's forgettable. It's forgettable, but it's what I think. Okay, if Arnold Schwarzenegger was not in this movie, no one would have cared.
Absolutely not.
Jingle All the Way to Larry the Cable Guy, I think, is in it. I imagine it's the exact same premise. Could not give a shit. I only liked it because it was Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yeah.
And I mean, Sinbad's fine and Phil Hartman's fine, but it's not anything. It's not a fresh idea.
But neither Phil Hartman and Sinbad, like neither one of them have any moments in this movie to like be awesome because it's not their vehicle.
No, it's Arnold's movie.
Yeah, like real. I knew Sinbad because he's like a main character, even though he only shows up a few times. But like I'd forgotten
he's the main foil. He's the
He's the antagonist. Yeah. But I had forgotten that Phil Hartman was even in this movie, and I'm a fan of Phil Hartman.
I started looking up the movie and I saw that he's like third billing. I'm like, oh shit, yeah.
Yeah, I had no clue. It's that forgettable.
Yeah, it's okay.
But yeah, if you get a chance, watch the episode of News Radio that they did after he died.
I remember reading about it because all the crew were like breaking down as they were reading it, right? Because it was shot like, you know, it had to be shot like the week after it happened.
Yeah, the last scene of the episode, I forget how they dealt with his actual death, but the last scene of the episode, all the characters of the TV show sneak back into the office and steal one thing off of his desk. Stapler, his mug, until like the very last character comes in, grabs something and walks away, and he looks back at the desk and it's just the desk and his chair, and there's a spot on the chair and he just kind of looks at it, then he closes up shop for the night. It's so sad. It's very sad. Well done.
Yeah, that's a touching way of doing it.
Yeah Also, Big Bird singing at Jim Henson's funeral.
God, don't
oh my god. Made me cry like a baby.
Man. I don't know if we're going to do this again before 2017, but I hope nothing else happens between then and now.
Yeah. A lot of people have died this year. A lot of crazy shit's happened this year.
We're in a really bad state with 2016. There's a video of, this is what 2016 was like, and it's a kid opening in their Christmas present. One of those dolls that spins away and shit. It takes off and it flies right into a fireplace. Like, yeah. That's about right. I can't wait. I can't wait for this year to be gone.
Yeah, me too.
Look forward to bigger, better things.
Me too. Well, Happy New Year, everyone.
Yeah, Happy New Year. I can't wait to see this after credit sequence. Because it looks like everything has worked out absolutely fine. As long as the kid's happy, that's all that matters, right?
I guess. Oh, shit. Oh.
Thank you for joining us for our big gay date. I'm Dave Mosley.
I'm Carl Skeens.
Thank you, and join us next time. Good night.